VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. And now, more of eBay Radio's top-rated Seller Hour open phones. We're waiting for your call. Here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Join the party. Yay! 888-723-463. I'll call in with your...
You can call in with any question right now.
With any question you want, because that's what we're all about.
We have no guests right now. It's just you. Not you, them. The listener.
Yeah, I know. Yes. I understand. It was just the easiest seller update email show, radio show we've ever had.
It was. It went
fun.
Smoothly. A lot of fun. Had an interesting people. Well, everything that's being done is for the benefit of the seller, and I think sellers are getting that. There are some people who don't quite understand, though. I do have some contact us emails, but we're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630 on any eBay subject. Give us a call, 888-RADIO-30.
So I want to say that I did know, obviously, about some of the changes because I just work here. And it was one of the most difficult things in my time here to sit on those without saying anything.
I'm sure. It was killing us, too.
It was.
So this is from Arnold in Dallas, Texas.
Sure.
Known as Pooter2, P-O-O-T-E-R-T-O-O on eBay. We sell older vintage items that don't have UPC symbols. Since we don't have UPC symbols, how will that affect our selling?
Doesn't affect it at all.
Period.
Doesn't affect it at all. The collectibles category, UPC codes are not required. If used any used item, regardless of category, UPCs are not required. It won't impact your search. If you have one, so I'll give you an example. I sell used apparel. But occasionally, I have used apparel that's recently, first season item, like a pair of shoes. If I can find a new pair of shoes where the seller has shown a picture of the box and they're the identical shoe and I can see the UPC code on the box, you can be darn sure I'm taking that UPC code and entering it in for my used item. But you don't have to have them. Don't even worry about it. It's almost impossible to find UPC codes for most used apparel. It would be driving you nuts doing so. Well, here's how this will work over time, by the way. So new apparel right now, only shoes, I believe men's shoes, you have to put the UPC code. If you've got a new piece of apparel with all the tags and there's a UPC code, add it. Over time, we'll be able to reference this in the catalog so that when somebody lists this particular item and it's used, you'll be able to, if you decide to, use the catalog to list the items with your own photograph and say it's used and connect it back to the catalog with that UPC code. But for apparel, this is going to be a long-term ongoing project because apparel itself is very difficult to categorize. Unless you're dealing with specific brands and only brand new merchandise, like what you see in catalogs, if you order like a Nordstrom catalog, for example, or a specific catalog, if you get the Tommy Bahama catalog for men's shirts, or you know Lane Bryant for women, us full figured girls, those will have UPC codes on the packaging. It's interesting. You'll notice that when you're looking at a category or a website for the merchandise from a retailer or from a manufacturer, that UPC code is never on there. It's only on the packaging. So pay attention to that and add them when you can, but don't worry about it for now. You don't have to, clothing and apparel, anything used doesn't have to have a product identifier, a number. It should still have the brand. And that's obvious. If it's on the label, you know what the brand is. But any other product identifiers, you don't have to worry about.
Griff, here's another one from the Contact Us email. And this is regarding global shipping. It's from Janet in Elkton, Maryland, known on eBay as Saddle Mountain. I've been offering global shipping for about a year on most of my listings, but only actually sold about 12 things through the global listing program.
Right.
I've received a lot of negative feedback from prospective international buyers saying they will not buy from me through global shipping because the program is double charging for customs fees.
It's not double charging. Doesn't double charge.
Please advise. I would like to get more sales through the program, but the prospective customers seem to be insulted by this double charge.
Right. So remember, the way that the global shipping program works is that the item, when presented to the buyer, will include your shipping cost as part of the overall cost, plus the eBay cost for shipping the item from Kentucky to their destination, which is minimal because we've got a great deal going. And then any customs or duties that would be assessed by that country's office, customs agency, so that the item then doesn't have to sit in customs. It clears customs and it goes directly to the buyer's door. This is the same price, roughly, in most cases, cheaper than they would be paying if they're using a mail carrier that does this as part of the service. For example, if I ship an item through FedEx to a country in Europe, the price that you see as the sender is already including those. So, yeah, you're going to hear from, you'll hear from a seller who thinks, oh, you know, or buyer who thinks, I want this cheaper, so I want you to send it so that it goes through customs, and maybe I won't be assessed the duties, and maybe it won't get stuck there, and maybe I'll be able to pick it up. It's your decision as a seller. I refuse to ship any other way but GSP. It's legal, I'm covered, and it gets the item right to the buyer's door. You can use these points in responding to a buyer who says, I don't want to buy your item. I'm not going to buy it because it's global shipping, by showing them what the value is. We do this on the page, but maybe it just needs reiterating. And if they decide they don't want to buy it, well, too bad. If you want to try, and that lots of sellers do, selling directly, go ahead. It can be a successful model. Maybe it'll increase your sales. If more international sales is a goal and you see that in your testing that shipping without global shipping program is giving you more sales, go ahead. You should do whatever works best for your business. No one's forcing you to use GSP. That's not a requirement or a mandate. I personally love it. I will always use it. I make about as many international sales as I did before GSP, and I'm happy to continue using it. It's so safe and convenient for both the seller and for the buyer. They're going to get their item delivered, and there's not going to be a custom surprise. It's not going to be stuck in customs where they get an email or a phone call or a letter saying, you have to come and pick this up, and oh, there's been assessed an extra $10. What they see when they see the global shipping item is what they're going to pay. And if a buyer's trying to tell you that they're charging double, that's just nonsense. That's BS. That's just trying to convince you to sell it to them for cheaper. That's not how the program works.
So don't fall into that trap.
Yeah, don't fall into it.
Thank you, Griff. Forrest Thompson from Lakewood, Washington, known as Hulk Hauler 1. Ooh. We know Hulk Hauler 1. Since you're talking about UPC codes, why does Quick Listing not have a place for them?
Because the Quick Listing tool was designed for what we call consumer sellers. These are sellers who don't sell as a living, don't sell full-time. They sell occasionally. And since this is a project that's in rollout, we don't want to present something in the Quick Listing tool to a consumer seller that's going to stop them in their tracks because they can't fill it in. That's going to confuse them. So for now, we're focusing on what we can refer to as business sellers. That's someone who sells with the intent of doing it regularly to make a profit that they consider as part of a business. So right now there are no plans, I believe, I could be wrong about this, but the last time I asked, there's no plans to add that to the Quick Listing tool because the Quick Listing tool is meant to be used by new consumer sellers, and we don't want to confuse them with something they don't understand.
Here's another one. Jake from San Clemente, California, known on eBay as Joint the Escape. Joint the Escape.
Okay.
When it comes to UPC codes, what is the relevance of UPC on products where, in general business practice, UPC codes are never used but do exist? For instance, with high-end bicycle sales, no one in the industry uses the UPC codes.
You don't know that.
The codes are on wholesale boxes but are not on the bikes. Generally, I say, as a longtime wholesale buyer from multiple bike shops track the manufacturer's part number and the serial number,
right.
But because the UPC is not on the bike, most shops don't track or maintain records.
That's because a shop's purpose in what they're doing when they're ordering inventory is when their buyers come into their shops, the buyer searches by browsing through the bikes in the physical inventory. On eBay, that's not the case. On eBay, unlike a bicycle shop, there are 700 million items for sale. In order for a buyer to be able to find these, we need to rely on something that identifies them as unique. And that's where the UPC code comes into. Now, UPC codes, when they were first built, were not built for online search engines. They just conveniently work because they already exist and they identify a unique product. That's why they're important on eBay. Informing an online catalog with consistency and accuracy, the one identifier which is going to work all of the time is a UPC code, as opposed to a title, as opposed to item specifics, which a seller may choose, and they're not exactly right. The way to match them up so that when a buyer searches for something, they find exactly what they're looking for is with the product identifiers. That's why they're important. You want your item to be found.
The last sentence of his email says, is there any real benefit to spending 30 minutes to an hour trying to get a UPC from the manufacturer for one listing?
No. Don't waste your time doing that. Just use the UPC codes that are on the product. It's like pulling teeth trying to get a manufacturer to give up a UPC code. Use what's on the box. Use what's on the packaging. Use what's on the label. If it's not there, type in does not apply and move on to your next listing.
Period. Mm-hmm. Okay. I like it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, Griff, good grief.
Well, what?
What a show we've had. Now, we've got another segment coming up here.
Oh, we can fill it.
Just the two of us, but I do have some contact us submissions, and we can go look at the chat board as well.
Yes, let's do that. That'll be fun. This open phone segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings from your desktop. Up next, our very last segment of today's show on eBay Radio.
Many online sellers suffer from email overload. ShaverWorld's Marguerite Carigian and her four colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread. If the customer responds, you have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 335.
Negotiating at estate sales and swap meets should be a win-win for both parties. Tim Chapman is known on eBay as Mr. Customer Service. He says don't insult the seller.
people don't know how to negotiate, and it insult the sellers all the time. Say something costs, they want $100, and they go, I'll give you $40. That's an insult. Get out of here. You can't insult the person. The only way you can make an offer like that is if you preface your offer. You say, look, I want to make an offer. It's going to be low. I want to make sure I don't insult you. And you say, hey, it sells for $80 on eBay. I'm willing to pay $40, and of course, I take the fees. And they go, huh, okay, well, I can do it. I'll do $40.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
And now, more of eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. We're waiting for your call. Here's your host, Griff.
Today's final segment is brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. What a show.
Hey. Griff,
yeah,
check out the eBay Radio Seller Events calendar located under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. We forgot that we have to do that this segment also. But before we do it, I have one more Contact Us email to read to you.
Please.
This is from Guy Cibatoni from Bensalem, Pennsylvania, known on eBay as Good Guy Goods. How will local pickups be handled with the new defect for shipping time?
Say that again. How will local pickups?
Yes.
Yeah. So here's how that works. If you offer local pickup along with shipping, so that's one of the provided shipping options, and a buyer selects local pickup, then it won't count at all for the shipping. If you don't offer local pickup, but you arrange for someone to come and pick it up, then it's going to count against your, it could count. If the buyer, what the buyer could do is, they could leave you feedback and said the item was delivered on time, because I picked it up. And then that would be okay. Or if they say nothing, that's okay. Remember how it works. If there's no tracking of any type and the buyer doesn't answer the question or doesn't answer it no, then you're free. Again, I can't make this strong enough. We're not looking for acceptance scans. They're not a requirement. But if you're willing to have people pick up items at your location, offer the local pickup option so they can select it when they're checking out.
Here's the last one before we go to the event calendar. Denise from Laguna Woods, California, known on eBay as Velvet Moxie. I like that name.
Velvet Moxie.
Yeah. Hi, I sell women's new and used clothes. My new clothes are purchased at sample sales. Most items have a tag without UPC codes because they were items that didn't sell to department stores.
Right.
I was told by eBay to list as used and to say it is new in the description.
No,
should
no,
I list
no.
as new without tags, then show
no,
a photo
no.
of the tag?
No, 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 no. Used merchandise, number one, doesn't need a UPC code. There are no requirements in the clothing, shoes, and accessories category for UPC codes except for new men's shoes. Period. If it doesn't have a UPC code and it's not in that category, or even if it is that category, if you don't have a UPC code, type does not apply. Period.
Got it.
God, it's not that confusing. You're over-confusing it.
Well, but people are confused.
Yeah, but you're overthinking this.
Okay, but still.
This isn't one of those cases where, no UPC code, huh? Bend over, you're going to get 20 whacks. This is not what this is about. If you have the UPC code, enter it because it will help you get your item more visible in competition. But if it's a used piece of apparel, don't add it. If you got it, add it. If you have men's shoes and they're brand new, but you don't have the box, just put in does not apply. If you're selling women's clothing, there's no requirement for a UPC code. Again, if you have it, put it in. Stop thinking of this as high school and we're teachers trying to demand something out of you. And think about this is to benefit search, but if you don't have it, we're not going to prevent you from listing the item.
Got it.
Write in all cases where the out card, the get out of jail card, I hate to use that metaphor after I just talked about, is does not apply, move on to the next listing.
Okay.
Don't overthink this.
So event catalog. I mean, excuse me, event calendar. I got so caught up in the catalog thing.
You did.
First of all, New England eBay and e-commerce sellers group meeting. That is happening tomorrow, September 23rd from 5:30 to 8:30. Location, the Roundabout Diner Lounge, 580 U.S. Highway 1 bypass, the Portsmouth Traffic Circle, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And the guest presenter is going to be Will Seipel, CEO of WorthPoint, our buddy. And then in Australia, the Adelaide eBay Sellers Meetup Group, How to Buy and Sell on eBay. The event date is Thursday, September 24th, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Location, Australian Institute of Management, 180 Port Road, Hindmarsh. Join your fellow sellers there. And then on the 25th, this is the last one.
Yeah.
This is the Steel City eBay and e-commerce sellers group planning for quarter one, 2016. Which, coincidentally, Griff, you're going to be getting papers from me tomorrow for quarter one, 2016.
Papers?
Papers. I have to show you my papers.
You're serving me with papers?
Yes, I am.
We're not even married.
No. Event date, Friday, September 25th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Eaton Park Restaurant, 245 East Waterfront Drive, Homestead, Pennsylvania. Now is the time to start looking for new product sources and setting goals for new inventory and increased sales in 2016. And they are so absolutely right. This is the time to start planning for January. You know, I always have that spreadsheet in my head for 3 months in advance, Griff, and sometimes 6 months in advance.
Sure.
And you need it on paper, too, to know what your income and outgo is going to be, and you estimate it. We ought to have a segment on how to do that kind of a spreadsheet that shows what you're going to be doing 3 months from now. It really helps you to keep your you-know-what together.
Yes.
So, Griff.
Yeah, that's my name.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
It was a great show. You were very energetic today.
Thank you.
You know, sometimes when we come back from vacation, we're energetic. Sometimes we're not. Sometimes we have a hard time getting into the scheme of things. You did great.
Well, thank you. I listened to some recent shows in the archive, and I thought, who is that lackluster, boring piece of Hulk?
No. Every now and then. But usually you're up and happy, and we love it.
Well, that's good. We'll see you on Thursday, and we'll play some more.
Yeah.
This segment was brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. We'll be live Thursday, September 17th. Join us then at 11 a.m. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication.
When it comes to shipping your eBay items, sometimes conventional carriers just won't do. That's when you need Roadie, the faster, cheaper, friendlier way to get your item where it needs to go. Using Roadie is easy. Just download the app to your iPhone or Droid, create an account, and post a gig specifying what you want to send and where it's going. A verified Roadie driver will contact you to work out the details. Local or long haul, chances are there's someone who can deliver your item the same day, next day, even on a weekend or holiday. Roadie handles the pricing, collects your fee, and pays the driver, so you don't have to worry about negotiating. Real-time tracking lets you know exactly where your item is. And you can connect with your driver anytime along the way. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center. Or visit roadie.com.
Let's face it, you're the Energizer Bunny of thrifting. So you need a mobile tool that can keep up with you. WorthPoint is up to the job and lets you do your research while in the field. Simply download WorthPoint from your iPhone or Android. WorthPoint's database goes back as far as 10 years, with more than 1 billion stored images and corresponding prices. WorthPoint has collected more than 100,000 makers' marks, yet searching all those images takes mere seconds. WorthPoint's mobile app provides huge pictures, lets you save searches, and gives you suggestions about what you're searching for. It even corrects your spelling. WorthPoint also offers an indexed library of more than 1,000 reference books, so you can research online. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With three eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to campaigngo.com.